Hello, and welcome. Pull up a chair. I want to tell you a story that changed how I think about digital wellness and recovery. I was working with a young client. We'll call her Lauren. After our first assessment, she looked solid. Clear boundaries, a recovery plan that fit her life, and habits that eased her anxiety. Then, almost invisibly, things started to slide. Screen time crept up, sleep got choppy, anxiety flared. If you've ever felt like you were doing everything right and still backslid, you know that sinking feeling. The clue came from a chat with her mom. Senior year had exploded. Internship pressure, grades, the social maze. You know when life piles on quietly until suddenly it's not quiet anymore? That was it. Our plan wasn't wrong, it was too static. We weren't just dealing with triggers, we were missing risk signals. Those early ripples that warn the wave might be coming. Stress rarely kicks the door down. It's fog rolling in, one extra assignment, a weird text thread, money worries in the background. Research shows that slow burn stress can be more disruptive than the dramatic stuff, because we don't notice it until our coping shifts. A colleague once told me about a student who relapsed after a breakup. Guardrails were there, phone limits, no social after 9, weekly check-ins, and still, heartbreak hit, and the plan cracked. Late night scrolling, rereading old messages, watching stories. Not because the plan was bad, but because the stress changed shape. That's when I started thinking about recovery like a GPS. It's not the strictest route that wins. It's the one that recalculates when life throws traffic at you. Brain science backs this up. Under stress, thoughtful decision-making steps back, and the part that craves quick hits steps forward. That's why 2 a.m. doom scrolling feels brilliant in the moment and awful in the morning. With Lauren, we made her plan dynamic. We added weekly check-ins, not just to read charts, but to talk about her actual week. What was heavy? What was weird? What was quietly building? We brought her mom into the loop. She loved the idea of a progression plan you tweak with real-time inputs. Within a week, patterns surfaced. Big assignment due? Social event ahead? Screen time spiked. Not because she was undisciplined, because she was human. So we built stress-proof blocks around high-pressure windows. Extra planning, tighter boundaries, and recovery tools ready to go. We created cooldowns after tough days, a walk, a chapter of a book, a shower, something off screen. And we did one more thing. We treated her phone like a prescription. No random doses. Specific windows for work, for social, for entertainment. That reframe cut her mindless scrolling by almost 2/3 in 2 weeks. If you usually lose hours to your phone, imagine winning back one without willpower wrestling. Then we added a one-line daily journal. Today, I felt stressed about 1. I used 1, and I used my phone 4. It became a mirror. We could see the line between certain stressors and certain habits. That gave us real levers, not wishful thinking. We started calling her plan a living document, not a marble statue. With that mindset, she bounced back faster from bumps. That confidence is gold. Out of this work came 8 insights, my game changers. If one speaks to you, take it and run. Insight 1, swap triggers for risk signals. Triggers are obvious. Risk signals are subtle and early. An unstructured evening after a long day. A group chat heating up. A looming deadline. When you spot a risk signal, don't panic. Pre-game your recovery. Ask, where will I feel pulled? What can I prep now so I don't need willpower later? Insight 2. Build if-then playbooks. If it's deadline week, then I cap social apps, put my phone across the room while studying, and book 2 co-working sessions. If I'm coming off a breakup or tough social moment, then I block profiles I'll be tempted to check. Set a no social window after 9 p.m. and schedule 2 comfort anchors, a walk with music, a call with a friend, a journaling session. Pre-decisions beat in the moment wrestling. Insight 3, treat your phone like a prescription. Give each use a dose and a time. Work messages from 9 to 11 and 2 to 4. Social catch up from 6 to 6:30. Entertainment from 8 to 9. That's it. It sounds strict, but it's freeing. You stop asking 100 times a day, should I check now? And if you need an as-needed dose, waiting for a delivery, take it consciously. Insight 4, track how you feel and how you scroll together. One line a day uncovers invisible connections. When I felt rushed, I hopped into short videos. When I felt lonely, I went into old chats. When I planned my day, my phone use dropped by an hour. What you can see, you can shift. Insight 5, protect the edges of hard days. Before big events or heavy workloads, front-load choices. Preset app limits. Decide where your phone lives when you're focused. Ask someone to check in the day before and the day after. After a high-pressure moment, design a nourishing cool-down. A shower, a walk, a paperback, 10 minutes of tidy. Protect the edges and the middle steadies. Insight 6. Redefine rest. Many of us confuse numbing with resting. Numbing feels good for 5 minutes and fuzzy for the next 50. Rest returns you to yourself. A quick test, do I feel clearer after? Build a tiny menu of real rest. Stretching, a page of fiction, making tea, stepping outside, 5 deep breaths. When you're tired, choose from the menu instead of defaulting to the feed. Insight 7. Make it a team sport. You don't need an audience. You need one ally, a friend, partner, or parent. Do a 15-minute weekly check-in. What worked? What wobbled? What's ahead? Celebrate one tiny win out loud. Challenges feel different when someone else holds the flashlight. Insight 8. Keep your plan alive and kind. Do a short monthly retro. Ask, what season am I in? What needs to tighten? What can loosen? What surprised me? Think GPS, not guilt. Write a gentle relapse response. If I slip, here's my 48-hour reset. Clean up sleep, set a social media timer, ask for one check-in, do one real rest ritual. Bouncing back is the real skill. Back to Lauren. With these pieces in place, the I was unsupervised for 5 minutes and it turned into 2 hours moments dropped. Her sleep evened out. Her phone shifted from reflex to tool, and she started trusting herself again. Not because she never slipped, but because she knew how to recover. If you want to test drive this, here's a tiny one-week challenge. Pick one risk signal that shows up for you. Late nights, Sunday scaries, unstructured evenings. Create one if-then move for it. Then, my phone sleeps in the kitchen, and I read 2 pages before bed. Choose one real rest ritual for your cooldown. A walk, a shower, a song. Put a 15-minute check-in on your calendar, a week from now. That's it. Don't overhaul everything. Aim for visible and doable. Remember, the most successful plans aren't the most restrictive. They're the most adaptive. They flex with you. They're honest about your season. They let you be human and still move forward. If you want the deeper dive, the psychology behind why this works, common pitfalls, and more practical scripts, I break those down in the written guide. But for today, hold on to these 8. Watch for risk signals. Pre-decide with if-then plays. Dose your phone like a prescription. Track how you feel, not just what you tap. Protect the edges. Rest for real. Recruit one ally and keep your plan alive and kind. You don't need a megaphone to hear stress. You need a mirror and a map that can reroute, and you already have both inside you. Thanks for spending this time with me. Go gentle, go curious, and I'll talk to you soon.